One thing I also felt like we took into consideration was that we very much wanted to put out a record that was had a high dosage of improvisation. That's an important aspect of the show. I felt like that was also why a number of the tunes ended up being on there, stuff that was a little outside of the box. Moccasins and Kitchen and Pig, first couple off of the top of my head.
Edge. Tell me how this, is this space heater going to change the...
No, I think the space heater is fine.
It's a little cold here.
It's kind of chilly here in Austin in October. how about why we decided to finally release a live, or actual live record after all this time?
We were due.
Certainly were due.
Yeah, we also just, we ran out of studio songs. We're out.
time to put out some live stuff.
I think that, our last live album, Local Band Does Oklahoma, was a fair representation of the band at the time. But I think we feel like we've grown a little bit since that performance.
A little bit.
Smidge.
I've shrunk since then.
My setup has grown a little bit since then. I think Local Band Does Oklahoma.
Maybe two congas and a
cowbell? Two congas, two timbales, a couple cowbells. That's all we had room
And
for.
A light guy on the stage running lights.
And
I've still got some nostalgia for that.
Absolutely. Sure. Memory serves. I draped the microphone cables through the ceiling because we didn't have mic stands. So I draped them through the ceiling and then plugged the mics in so they would stay.
I think what we're telling you is if you buy this new live album, which you should if you want to do some good in the world, you should also buy Local Band Does Oklahoma. So then you could compare and see the growth, and it would answer the question why we had to put out a new live one.
I don't even think we...
And watch the DVD footage on the Local Band Does Oklahoma. There's some classic...
some great...
Irish drunk things.
Bundy Bayless interactions.
Classic.